It's Friday, August 12th, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. Now, on Fridays at the First Baptist Daily, we take one of your questions. If you have a question for the First Baptist Daily, you can send it to me through email at ben@fbcenterprise.com or on Twitter at twitter.com/jbenbowden. Now, today's question is awesome. It reads, I was traveling north on I-65, and I was just south of Birmingham when I saw a sign that read, "Go to church or the devil will get you." What do you think about that? Do you feel like that is an effective means of evangelism? Well, I remember we were in the blue minivan, and it was sporting a Georgia Bulldogs tag. And the great man himself, Bob Cannon, was driving. Robert was in the back. And for about a year, we would travel up to Birmingham together for a monthly all-sports training camp. And every time we'd pass by that sign, and sure enough, it said, "Go to church or the devil will get you." I don't know if it was the first time that I saw that sign, but since then, I have passed it countless times on my way to Birmingham, to Huntsville, and even to Louisville, Kentucky. Now, I don't know who put the sign up, but every time I pass it, I think the same thing to myself. I wonder how effective that is. In answering today's question to measure that sign's effectiveness, we've got to answer another question. And this is it. What is the message we are to proclaim? What is the message that we're supposed to be proclaiming? I mean, there are countless cars that will pass by that sign, no doubt. But was the message that Jesus told us to proclaim to go and tell people to go to church? All right. Here's the message. It's pretty simple. The gospel, right? I mean, that's the message we're supposed to be proclaiming. That's the message. It's the gospel. Jesus himself said, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations. And then the end will come," Matthew 24:14. Romans 1:16 says the gospel is the power of God to salvation for those who believe. So immediately we think, well, man, we've got to get this gospel out so people can know it and believe it and therefore be saved. And then in 1 Corinthians 15, Paul says something very interesting. He says in verse 3, "For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures." Right here, Paul says this is the main thing. This is of first importance. And if it's of first importance to Paul, it should be for us too. Nothing else, not even things that are biblical and honorable, are equal or greater importance than this right here. That God sent his son to the cross to bear his wrath for sinners like you and me. Jerry Bridges says, "The gospel is not only the most important message in all of history, it is the only essential message in all of history. Yet we allow thousands of professing Christians to live their entire lives without clearly understanding it and experiencing the joy of living by it. Neither you nor I want to be numbered among the people who live out that tragedy." It is a tragedy if professing Christians think that the message that is supposed to give them life is go to church. Listen, if we fumble the gospel, we fumble our lives. I mean, don't you want your life to count for something great? Whenever we allow anything, even if it's biblical or honorable, to become central in our lives, we waste our lives. I mean, we just waste our lives. And here's the deal. I so deeply don't want to waste my life, and I don't want us to waste our lives. So, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say and make it very clear, we can waste our lives by getting involved in the community, by spending time with our family, and yes, even going to church. Now, before you turn this off right now, let me say, these things are good. I want to say that very clearly. These things are good and should be done. But They are peripheral, meaning they're not the main course. So I gleaned much of my understanding of this issue from author and pastor C.J. Mahaney. And he says this, if we allow the peripheral to become the focus, the cross has lost its God-ordained seat of first importance, and we end up dropping the gospel altogether. See, God commands us to love him with all our heart, and Jesus reminds us that he spits lukewarm people out of his mouth. Our souls are most satisfied and kindled with a white, hot, burning passion for God when we are gripped by the cross. John Piper says, life is wasted if we do not grasp the glory of the cross, cherish it for the treasure that it is, and cleave to it as the highest price for every pleasure and the deepest comfort in every pain. That's the message. It is the message of the cross. And what we are to do is build our lives upon it and keep the shovel in our hands so that we keep digging and digging and digging into the bottomless riches of the cross. Now, you contrast that with a moralistic mindset that in order to fight the devil, you need to go to church. See, the problem with that message is that there's no bloody cross. And without a bloody cross, there is no forgiveness of sins and no hope of eternal life. See, if the message is to go to church, well, then this sign is effective, for countless cars drive by it every day. And what I hope is that the sign will spur people on to go to church where they, there at church, will hear the full gospel message. But the message itself is not to go to church, but that Christ died for sinners in order to extinguish the wrath that was directed at sinners like you and me. And that if we would turn from our sin and trust only in him, then we would be saved. Our God is good, he is gracious, he is kind, and he's eager to glorify his Son and satisfy us with himself. So would you join me as we climb Calvary together once again to look upon the cross and delight in the reality of what God did for us? Would you join me in clinging to the cross as the highest price for our every pleasure and the deepest comfort in our every pain? And in so doing, magnify Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again on Monday on the First Baptist Daily.